Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
I am just like really hungry.
Yeah?
And I think the only thing that would fill me up right now is if it was blessed. You know what I
Sure.
mean?
Yeah, trying to
What do you got for me?
break out that charcoal, fire
Yeah.
up that holy grail,
Yeah.
get some Jesus flipping burgers.
And this is Stranger Still. Welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast where we answer the strange questions
you never thought to ask. I'm your host, Nick Wood.
I'm your other one, John Vegan.
Some might call us co-hosts. Usually I would say co-host, but I didn't. How you doing on this rainy, snowy day, John?
Pick one, you know?
Well, it's both.
Is it?
Yeah, right now it's snowing and raining.
I don't like that at all.
It's the perfect day to contemplate our mortality, isn't it?
Y'all, every day is the perfect day to think about death, Nick.
Yeah. So why don't we just like take the existential crisis that you and I go through every day and bring it to our listeners
with science?
With science. There's not actually a lot of science in this episode.
Oh, well.
This is more of a history lesson. It's still fascinating, so don't turn off the podcast right now, people. There's a lot to enjoy here. We'll probably talk about Indiana Jones at some point.
Yeah, if you turn the podcast off, you'll die.
Yeah.
Legally.
And then you have to forward it on to seven friends in 7 days. Or
you'll be visited by some podcast monster.
The ghost of podcast past, and he's going to kill you. He'll crawl out of your iPhone or your podcast app.
Right into your noodle.
Right into your noodle. Through your ears. It's really painful. Ask Ryan Healy of Tales from the Static. That's one of our podcasting friends. Tales of the Static is a great podcast, and he woke up with a bug in his ear. Do you remember that?
Oh, no. I do, but it's repressed.
Yeah. It was not a fun thing to even read. And then he had pictures and everything. Anyway. What are we talking about today?
I have no idea anymore.
We're talking about the quest for immortality throughout human time. Before we get started, I do want to say, if you like this podcast, you're going to really enjoy this week's Limited Cell. Why is that, John?
Because I'm on it. Because I'm great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the first time we've ever had a guest because my dad's busy being old. So he's getting knee surgery. So John filled in for him.
My knees were so supple the whole time.
Yeah.
I jumped right in.
You could hear it. Yep. You could hear the crisp knees.
Yep. I bent them at a 90-degree angle and sat in this chair and used my voice to make jokes.
Yeah. There's more jokes per hour.
Yeah. It's blame it on the knees.
Yep. So immortality, it should come as no surprise that the search for immortality has spanned the entire history of humanity. Ever since there's been, like, civilizations, people have tried to obtain immortality.
Yep. Since the first cave person saw the first skeleton monster and thought, oh, that looks like it sucks.
Yeah, I don't want to go through that, man.
I don't want to be a skeleton monster.
So normally, like, I'd ask you, how far back do you think this goes? I'm not even going to ask that this time, because just think of a time where there was people living in some sort of tribe.
Yeah.
They probably were seeking immortality at the same time they were growing corn and stuff.
Yeah, how to not die.
What's how to not die?
That's how the common folk refer to it.
The tribe, how to not die? There's the method at which they attempted to achieve immortality varied. Some tried a bunch of different things. Some really focused on one. Like when we talk about King Arthur, he had one goal, and that was the Holy Grail. Other have tried like alchemy and searching for the Holy Grail and elixirs of immortality. And that's what our episode today is going to focus on. Not a lot of science here. We'll get to some science at the end. I got a really cool fact for you about animals that could theoretically live forever. Did you know that that's a real thing?
Bacteria? Or water
well,
bears?
Water bears are a good example, but there's also, like, alligators.
Oh, man.
There's this thing called negligible senescence, and they're biologically immortal.
Oh, that's
it's
so
crazy.
Amazing.
So we'll get there.
Okay.
But this came from our Facebook page, believe it or not. We put up a poll of what people wanted to hear, and I think, was it Jason that came up
with?
Jason Lee. Famous Jason. No, that's not a good nickname. Come up with a better one right now. Go. Putting you on the spot.
Facing Jason, because he's always facing forward.
Sure. I mean, he can't face...
He's always looking to the future.
I guess so.
Space adjacent.
That's a bad nickname, too.
It's a really bad nickname.
He's going to stop listening to this podcast starting now. He's unsubscribed. Zero stars. But he put up on there the quest for immortality, and I thought that was going to win the poll, but instead tarot cards won, and then I was like, no, I want to do it. We're doing it. Because it just sounded great.
It's perfect, yeah. It's got Indiana Jones.
Yep, it's got kings.
It's got water bears.
It's got people drinking mercury.
It's got dying.
Yeah, it's got literally everything, except for maybe Jurassic Park 2.
Yeah, we didn't cover that much.
No. So we're going to go through like more of the popular methods of which people have tried to obtain immortality.
Mm-hmm.
And then along the way, I'll sprinkle in how different civilizations fit into each equation. We're going to cover elixirs of life, alchemy, the fountain of youth, holy grail, and eventually we'll talk about modern attempts.
Awesome. Yeah. Trainers hate them. I always get those ads. Trainers hate them. Live forever using this one weird trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. What websites are you going to? You're seeing that, you pervert. And then as we close things out, I got a game where there's plenty of like individuals that had weird things that they thought would make them live forever. And I want to see if you can guess whether their attempt at
whether it worked or not.
Well, no, whether I made it up or it's something that someone actually did.
Okay.
But we'll hop into the methods of immortality first. And I just want to say, before I forget, if any of our listeners out there have achieved immortality, feel free to email us.
Yeah.
podcast@strangerstillshow.com.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. Completely anonymous. We won't say your name. But we might want to interview you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I want to know. I have a lot of questions.
A lot.
Yeah. We'll leave it at that.
Just leave it at that. So, elixirs of immortality is where we're going to begin our
journey. Like, where do babies come from, for example?
You don't know.
I could ask them that. Well, they'd been around for long enough to witness their birth, right?
I mean, it's just science, Nick.
It's just science.
Okay.
Let's talk after
this podcast about where babies come from.
Okay.
Got it? Okay. So, I think the most popular thing that has transpired time is definitely elixirs of immortality. The elixirs themselves usually stem from a belief that a group of gods, or God himself if you're monotheistic, had means of retaining immortality. Like the Greek gods just had like this juice hanging out they'd get crunk on, but it also helped them live forever.
Yeah.
And at some, like, since it was available to the gods, then humans would definitely have access to it by some means, right?
If it rained. They dropped it
and make it rain.
Yep.
Or they had an option to give immortality to humans at some point. And that sounds kind of weird, but I'll get to it. A lot of civilizations messed with mercury, which, as we all know, is super poisonous to humans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you drink too much of that stuff, you're just going to die.
Yeah. If you drink just the right amount, though.
You live forever? You got to strike that balance? Is that what you're saying?
You die forever.
Oh. Well, yes. But I can sort of see why they thought that this was viable. I mean, you look at the stuff, it looks like it's
shiny.
Well, it looks like it's not from Earth.
Yeah.
Like, you look around everything, and everything else is green or brown, and then you see the silvery, I guess there's silver too, but it's also a liquid. It looks otherworldly, so I can see why they'd be like, oh, this is from the gods. Yeah. This will make us live forever.
It actually, fun fact, existed before Alec Mack, so there's no copyright infringement on that.
I don't get the reference.
Alec Mack to return to a silver puddle on Nickelodeon.
Oh, God, I remember Alec Mack.
Okay. Yeah.
My 90s reference would be the Capri Sun commercials.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They were just hoping to turn into some cool silvery surfers, but not the one from Silver Surfer, the Fantastic Four, because that's copyright infringement. China and India were famous for making elixirs primarily out of mercury, and China also used cinnabar, which is derived from mercury. They're big into this stuff that actually shortened their lives. The Greeks, have you ever heard of ambrosia?
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
It's like the drink of the gods, I think is the literal meaning of that. Because the Greeks had this idea that there was this thing called ambrosia. There was an elixir of life that the gods would drink to keep them alive longer. And some people believe that they tried to make ambrosia out of honey of some sort. But we all know that that's a stupid, dumb idea.
It's a stupid, dumb idea
because there's writings that say ambrosia was 9 times sweeter than honey. So we have exact math here. If you taste honey and then taste your elixir of life and it's not exactly 9 times sweeter,
mm-hmm.
you don't got it.
Unless you try it 9 times. and just, it's sweeter than the first
time. Is that how it works?
I think it's meth.
It checks out.
But they were dumb idiots. I mean, who, you know.
I know.
What are you going to do?
Are they here now?
Right.
Well, I mean, there are Grecians. Or there are people
there are Greek people
now. Yeah, still.
Still
yes.
exists? Holy crap.
But like the ancient Greeks were all dumb because they're not around anymore.
Right.
Christianity actually has two or different possible origins for an elixir of life. The first one comes from the Garden of Eden. There was all kinds of trees. We know that in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah. The one that they have lots of trees. Lots of vegetables. BBQ wings. oh, sorry. That's the Garden of Good Eden. Outback Steakhouse.
Not a sponsor. But there's a tree that of life that could possibly grant immortality. So I guess the idea was you would take the fruit of this tree, mash it up into an elixir, and then you'd get eternal life. And then the second thing would be an elixir made from the Holy Grail.
Ooh, yeah.
Which this is kind of a different topic in it of itself. So I did separate it into a different topic, if you remember my original list.
Now, you said from the Holy Grail itself, like you have to melt it down?
No. You put something in it, and then when you drink from it, that's the elixir of life now. It's granted it the powers of immortality.
Okay, I thought you were saying the actual cup. Like, you gotta get the holy dishwasher and set it on a high heat.
Holy dishwasher.
Melt it down.
If you had a holy dishwater, there'd just be water everywhere.
But holy water.
Get it? Do you get it? Do you get it? Because there's holes in the dishwasher. Okay, let's move on. So, holy grails. as the lore goes, there was this Holy Grail stemmed from Christianity, and it was either this ancient chalice that when Jesus was crucified, it collected his blood and sweat from when he was nailed up on the cross.
Gross.
Or it was the cup that he drank from at the Last Supper, which we all know happened right before he died.
Yeah.
Because that's why it's called his Last Supper. I'm just making all kinds of sense today, aren't I, John? I'm a little bit more sedate today.
Yeah.
Just because I'm coming down from a cold or something. Bronchitis. Hope you get it.
Plus, you've been on all those sedating sites. Like,
Why do you do this to me?
what's a funny Tinder name?
What? You're trying to make a pun? You're doing a really good job just improvising this for our audience.
Christian Tingle? Is that a thing? Because it's a tranquil. Okay.
Yeah, I get it. So drinking from this cup would grant you eternal life, just ask Indiana Jones. And it's pretty straightforward. I don't think I need to explain how a cup works to our audience. Do you want to try? Do you think we need to?
Yeah, so it's made out of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's bent into a shape to hold other stuff that's liquid.
Yes.
Mostly.
Thank you. You might have heard of this little documentary called Monty Python and the Holy Grail, based on true events. What are you looking at me like that for? It documents the tale of King Arthur and his troop looking for the Holy Grail. You've seen this movie, right?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that documentary.
Well, there's actually a debate going on about whether or not King Arthur of England was actually real or not. So I can't tell you if he was real. Most people think that he wasn't. But there's exact dates of when things happen. So who knows? He's also the one that pulled the sword out of the stone. We all know that that's not real. So whatever.
He did that too?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is just, I mean, just people can write whatever they want. How do we know anything's real from
fake news? Yep. Is that still relevant? Probably not. But as legend goes, King Arthur brought together the knights of Camelot to look for the Holy Grail. That was their main goal, because it was prophesied at one point that the cup would return one day, and they had sought out to fulfill that prophecy. The legend also stated, actually, I don't know if this was the legend, I don't know if this was the prophecy or the legend itself, but apparently the Grail had been brought to England at like 300 AD for some reason. I don't know why. It wasn't like in the cradle of civilization, but it was being kept in a castle in this vast and dangerous wasteland.
Wow.
So the moral here is, to our listeners, if you ever find yourself in a castle that's in the middle of a vast wasteland, start looking for that Holy Grail.
Yeah, it's probably in the basement.
Yeah, under some shelves and knocked over, you know.
Sounds like Zelda. Everything sounds like Zelda now. Though.
Yeah. Now that you've been playing
191 hours.
Yeah. Nothing but Breath of the Wild for you. But there's also this thing in the Middle Ages called alchemy. You've heard of this, right?
Yeah, it's when you turn stuff into other stuff made out of gold.
Yes. Well, you want to turn stuff into gold.
Mm-hmm.
It became really popular because, as we all know, gold is really valuable to sell now at nickwoodbuysyourgold.com. So here's the thing, really fast, about all of those websites that are like, well, buy your gold and sell it now because it'll be worth nothing. Like, why would they be buying it if they didn't think they could make a profit off of
Bitcoin,
it?
Bitcoin, dude. Gotta get on that golden bit.
So the entire goal, like you said, of alchemy is to turn ordinary materials into gold. And it became quite an obsession for a really long time. There was this fabled thing called the Philosopher's Stone. Does that sound familiar at all?
Yeah, Harry Man.
Harry Man and the Hagrid boys.
Yeah.
They were searching for that Philosopher's Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're in America, they're searching for the Sorcerer's Stone.
Watch your language, please.
Sorcerer?
Mm.
Oh.
Please.
Did you ever hear the story about that? I'm just going off on all
kinds
of...
Was it a band for witchcraft?
No. The original title was Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, but when they brought it to America, the publishers didn't think that Americans would be smart enough to know what a philosopher is.
Wow.
So they changed the name to Sorcerer's Stone.
Jesus.
How stupid is that? Anyway, you might have heard of the Philosopher's Stone or the Sorcerer's Stone from Harry Potter. It's based on this mythical stone that was supposedly able to change the materials of objects or turn stuff into gold. And above all, it also granted immortality. I don't think it did in Harry Potter, but the myth went that it turned stuff into gold and granted you immortality. So alchemy and immortality quickly became intertwined because, yes, they were trying to turn stuff into gold, but if they could uncover the Philosopher's Stone, one of the byproducts was that they'd get to live forever. And so a lot of alchemists were trying to create the Philosopher's Stone, and there's a bunch of recipes out there where you just like mix all kinds of random crap together and it would give you the Philosopher's Stone.
Probably not vegan, huh?
I would imagine.
Eye of Newt.
Actually, yeah.
Stuff?
No. It was like all minerals and stuff.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Supposedly it had like a brown or like a brownish reddish tint to it.
What a bummer though. If it's real, it exists. Hey, we got it, but it's milk. And I'm like,
and
oh,
you can't
damn
use it.
I'm going
to
die.
You lose out on eternal life. I'm sorry, buddy. Not all of us can be winners.
Yeah.
Especially you.
Mix it up in your yogurt, I guess.
I will. It tastes better that way. Helps it go down smooth. Next, I think we should tackle the Fountain of Youth. This one is short and sweet, but there's a really interesting fact in here about Ponce de Leon. You've heard of that guy?
Mm-hmm.
He's the founder and discoverer of Florida.
Yep, and a really good dance song, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it because you ponce, like pounce? I don't know. I'm trying to make logic out of something that probably doesn't have any logic. This one's pretty straightforward. Once again, since the dawn of time, there's been legends of some sort of mythical fountain that would grant you immortality if you drank from it or swam in it or bathed in it from time to time. I think there's like a movie where they... I don't know. Never mind. I watched
the
it
fountain?
In middle school. Is it?
With Hugh Jackman?
Maybe.
It was good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
They used
it was modern, so...
The special effects were just cells. They just, like, use microscopes on cells and use that as the special effects or something. It was all practical.
Oh, I gotcha. I can't tell if you're telling a joke, but I'm just going to go with it.
No, yeah, it's real.
The first time it really showed up, like, documented, written down, was, like, the 5th century BC, and then every civilization since then has had it written down in some form or another. And one of the most famous stories is that of Ponce de Leon. Story goes, this gentleman was looking for the Fountain of Youth, and instead of finding the Fountain of Youth, he found Florida. And, sorry, I gotta say it so you understand it. Florida.
Florida. Florida.
Florida.
Flar.
I thought that's how you said it.
I say Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Like Farhead, Florida.
Florida.
No, Florida.
That's what I'm saying. Actually, this is kind of the fact of the show for me, because I had thought this was true since, like, fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did a paper on Ponce de Leon, et cetera, et cetera. Turns out the story is actually backward.
Looking for Florida, and he found Fountain of Youth.
No, almost. This was the age of expedition, so there's all sorts of people going out there trying to find the new world, trying to find a new path to India, all of those, like... Chris Columbus, director of Harry Potter 2,
right.
Was sailing the ocean blue. We all know that rhyme from grade school. But this was the age of expedition. He was trying to expand outward, westward, and he came across Florida, or Florida, if you're John.
Now you're going to trigger me and I start talking like this for real. Yeah. You happy now?
Yeah, I am. And he came across the Native Americans there had told him that there was a Fountain of Youth in the Caribbean or Caribbean, depending on which pirate movie you're talking about. Mm-hmm. There's this fabled land called Bimini, B-I-M-I-N-I,
mm-hmm.
that was just like centered around the Fountain of Youth. So if he found Bimini, he would find the Fountain of Youth. And that's, there was indigenous people of the Caribbean that believed this for a long time. So it's not even like... an Anglo thing, like a European thing. At the time, even people in the Americas were looking for a fountain of youth.
So I wonder if this is an example of when two things exist.
Multiple discovery?
Well, if it's either multiple discovery or it's an indigenous person told the sailor that told another sailor that turned into a telephone game.
Maybe, yeah. But I mean, it goes all the way back to 5th century BC.
Cool.
So that's one of those things that I look at and I'm like, how can all of these civilizations have this same thought? Like dragons, like came from Europe and China,
yeah.
Japan, like China, Japan, I get it. Maybe it came over on the Silk Road. I don't know. But these days we're still at it. Can you believe it? We're still trying to achieve immortality. Who would have thunk?
We're getting better at it.
Yeah.
Right? We're living longer.
We are living longer. That's just a result of... knowing what germs are, not drinking mercury, for the most part, not stabbing each other in the chest with lances as entertainment.
Yeah, we kill each other in different ways.
Yeah,
now. Opioids and guns.
Yeah, that's a different topic for a different day. I am curious. Would you want immortality?
I would want semi immortality.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd
justify yourself to me.
I'd want to live like a good 500 or 600 years.
Really?
It'd be fun. I get to have the iPhone 1000.
X times X, yeah. Times X.
Yep.
That's a good joke.
I think
all right, keep going.
I think the most interesting thing for me being alive and seeing technology progress mm-hmm. that long
yeah.
would be fun.
Yeah.
But if you talk about like everybody has the fear of death. Everybody's got mm-hmm. the fear of like, oh no, I'm just going to disappear.
Yeah.
And I think our like battle against that is, at least for our friends and family and loved ones, like this podcast is a recording of mm-hmm. our thoughts and ideas and history. Yeah. All the stories I shared about my grandpa back mm-hmm. in the day, like that's all recorded and up in the cloud.
Yeah.
Like,
well, this is going to get super philosophical here, but I feel like part of our need for attention on social media and YouTube and television and all that stuff is kind of a backwards way of gaining immortality. Because like, I don't know how often there's something from 500 years ago that we still talk about today, like stories that were written, like Gulliver's Travels or, I don't know, all what's the first novel ever written? What was it called? Geez. Now you gotta tell me what
Moby,
it is.
Moby Boy.
No, Moby Boy is an old one.
Moby Fish.
I'm gonna look this up, but my point is, like, we're constantly finding ways that we'll be remembered past our death, and I feel like that's a way of trying to gain immortality in and
yeah.
itself.
I think in the future, if I do live, like, 600 years, one day I'll go to a restaurant, and I'll order the Rickroll.
Yeah.
And my sushi. You know? It'll stand the test of time, internet culture.
This isn't what I was thinking of. The Tale of Genji is considered the first full-length novel. Don Quixote was a really early novel. But there's that one that I can't think of. I'll think of it when I'm falling
okay.
asleep tonight.
Let me go on like one more anecdote real
yeah.
quick. I would love to do an episode on not just pursuing everlasting life or longer life, mm-hmm. but also pursuing better quality of life when you're healthy, because mm-hmm. our American healthcare system is against that. We yeah. fix things when they break.
Yeah.
But today Desiree had a doctor's appointment and uh-huh. there was a room called spinal decompression, and I don't have pain in my back,
yeah.
but I'm sure that would like be good for me and prevent uh-huh. spine injuries.
Yeah.
So how come our insurance companies don't focus on making us healthier?
Preventative care?
Not even just preventative, but like enhancing things to make you better. Like I see 2020. Why can't I see better than that? Why don't we work towards making ourselves
bionic,
better?
Bionic
yeah,
human beings.
Without getting into the gross, stupid argument of changing our genes.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about that right now. Just to answer the question, though, I don't think I'd want immortality, because someday I'm going to expire, and then I get to leave room for my daughter to grow up. Leave room for someone to take my place. That's just my theory on it. Sure, death is scary and it sucks, but it's going to happen. So
yeah.
just let it happen. Anyway, there's some like we look back on these like people are drinking mercury. There's been some dumb things that we're still doing these days.
Yeah.
Like Russians found a 3.5 million year old bacteria that they injected into mice hoping that it would unlock longer life. Just because the bacteria is old, I guess. They're like, oh, it'll cure mice, make them live 3.5 billion
oh,
years.
No.
This one of the scientists, this is from a Huffington Post article, direct quote, that said the scientists reported that after being injected, mice grannies not only began to dance, but also produced offspring. So they just like started doing it. And
mice grannies?
Yeah.
Like they're giving them little nicknames for grandmothers?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So I'm not sure, like I... Of course, we need more extensive studies. It's also Russia, so who knows? There's also a modern-day alchemist. I don't know why people are still doing this in this article, named Robert Cox, that says he unlocked...
The Earth is flat, is what he said.
Yeah, it's almost as stupid. He says that he unlocked the mystery of the Philosopher's Stone, so he has it. He has, like, a Philosopher's Stone, and he's going to live forever.
Cool, let's play a waiting game real quick.
I would just make a video of yourself on YouTube turning something into gold, and then let Captain Disillusion disprove it, and then I'll believe you. There's a lot of people, just in the same vein, there's a lot of people digging up old recipes trying to create immortality elixirs, and if it didn't work back then, it's definitely not going to work now.
Okay, let's say it does work, right? Let's say you make it and it's real. What do you think is the best way to consume it would be?
Do you want suppository.
Well, probably. I was going to say spaghetti. But...
oh! That's a much better answer. You're big on spaghetti today. What's up with that? You want to talk about it?
Spaghetti. I don't know. You got me talking about Florida, and then I get into my voice real quick, and that's where we go.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. But there's also a lot of companies that are working on extending life. Right now, to me, it seems like the most promising thing is CRISPR gene editing, which I think we've talked about briefly before.
And I'm very grateful that that's a real and like scientifically great, good thing.
Yeah, if you guys out there don't know what it is, it's like we take bacteria or viruses and they can modify DNA. That's what they do. That's what viruses do. We know that. But they like you can program these viruses to go in, seek out a certain line of DNA, clip it out and replace it with another line of DNA. So if you look at someone's DNA and there's an imperfection here that's causing, like, I don't know, cancerous tumors to sprout in their brains, you say, well, that's not healthy. You, virus, go in and find that, clip it out and replace it with healthy brain tissue.
And flying power.
And flying power. It's like super cool, but also really frightening because then my mind immediately goes to, well, who's the Samuel Jackson in Kingsman that's going to take this and turn everyone into sludge monsters?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. It just freaks me out a little bit.
Let's just give it. I trust Elon. Let's give it to him. Yeah.
There's also people doing like head transplants, which is just bonkers. And there's people trying to upload their consciousness to the cloud. We've talked about the cloud before. Yeah. We could literally use that to live forever. Like, have you watched the San Junipero, I think I'm pronouncing that right, episode of Black Mirror?
Yeah.
Spoilers on Black Mirror, there's an episode where...
There's many.
Like,
I think about the cover image I landed in there.
Yeah, but this one is the most happy. I sat there the entire time just waiting for something bad to happen. I actually pulled it up on Wikipedia just to see if anything bad happened, and it didn't. I was like, oh, thank God.
I'm thinking of the wrong one then. I'll have to watch that.
This is like a really cute story about these two old ladies that fall in love in this virtual reality where their consciousness was uploaded, and it's like a temporary thing, but you can make it permanent. If you let your human body expire, you can have your consciousness uploaded, and it's like this romantic story about how one woman decides that she's gonna commit to it and go fully uploaded.
That's awesome.
So go watch it. It's a really good episode. I love that show. Can't talk enough about it. And then there's a lot of people that we're just continuing to sequence DNA genomes and tailor gene therapy to a specific person. There's a lot about the DNA that we still don't understand. We don't know what certain genes do or what they're creating in our body, so we're trying to figure that out. So then we can use stuff like CRISPR gene editing to be like, that's not right. Fix that.
Yeah. I'm interested in Oxygen's role in all of this, too.
Well, yeah, that's where senescence comes in, because senescence is the idea of cell death. Yeah. So for some reason, either from outside forces like oxygen or mercury or something like that, it damages our cells, and our cells are meant to replicate, but if something damages them, they can no longer do that effectively, and that's where you get stuff like, on the smallest level, you get stuff like scar tissue and stuff like that.
That's where I think you get like a nugget of truth in some kind of scientific fact, and then it's exploited by homeopathic people.
Yeah.
Because your cells do oxidize, and then they try to say you need antioxidants no matter what.
Yeah.
Take this pill. But then there's an argument that we made in our matcha episode where it does help a little bit to help counter some of that out.
It takes a toll on our cells for sure. And as we get older, our DNA gets worse and worse at replicating. It's like if you make a copy of a copy, that second copy isn't as good a quality as the first one.
Yeah.
You do that a million times, like once you're old, it's going to be almost unintelligible. And that's basically what causes death by old age, is that our cells can no longer replicate effectively and we're just not healthy anymore. Now, that's senescence. There's this thing called negligible senescence, which causes a lot of reptiles and I guess bacteria to be biologically immortal. So the cells of alligators was the example that I got, but also turtles go through it. You've heard of turtles living to like 130.
Yeah.
I think one has lived to past 300 or something like that in one of the zoos. That's because they're biologically immortal. Their cells don't go through that where they, when they copy and copy and copy, they just become a degraded version of what it once was. Like, that doesn't happen. And what actually kills them is outside forces, or they can no longer consume enough to keep their cells dividing and keep essentially growing. Like, not growing, but like your cells have to keep dividing, otherwise they just die.
Yeah.
So that's what would kill an alligator.
So there's ways around that, though. If we put research into it, couldn't we make an infinite alligator?
Probably, yeah. I don't want that, do you?
Yeah. I'd love an infinite alligator.
I'm just waiting for, like, the Spider-Man storyline where instead of the lizard trying to, like, regrow an arm, he's actually trying to achieve immortality, and that's what turns him into a lizard. Yeah. That'd be a really cool villain.
Yeah.
I'm not speaking your language, am I?
No, I'm into that. I like Homecoming.
Yeah.
That
wasn't the lizard.
I'm just a little... Yeah, it's not the lizard, but I'm just very distracted by infinite alligators.
Yeah. That sounds like a really scary movie coming to sci-fi this summer.
Yeah.
Are you ready for a game?
I'm ready for a game!
I think we should first take a break, don't you?
Okay.
Because I got 10 of these.
Yeah, I gotta get my brain push-ups going.
Yeah, start doing them. We're gonna take a quick break. Gross.
Yeah.
John, where can people find us?
They can find us on StrangerStillShow.com.
And?
On Instagram at StrangerStillShow.
Hey, you plugged that one early. And you can find us at Facebook at facebook.com/group/StrangerStill until that implodes. And then I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Then you're Twitter sucks.
Yep. We're going to have the real life version of Facebook.
We're going to go back to MySpace. So look for us. If you review us on iTunes, we'll put you in our top 8.
Mm-hmm.
And
submit your applications now. It's going to be a big, you know.
It's going to be a big deal. You can also review us on iTunes or wherever you're listening to us. We'll appreciate that a lot. If you leave us some words to say, we will read them on the
air. I'll read them in an accent.
Well, let me see if we have any right now while you distract our audience.
Okay, look over here. Hey, what's that? What's that over there? What is that thing? I can't make it out. What's that, Oh, no, I guess I must have been seeing something off my meds this morning. I guess, I should start getting back on those meds. Speaking of meds, my back's been hurting me a little bit. I've been hoping to get some kind of muscle relaxer.
No new reviews, so just go leave us a review and we'll read it on the air.
Okay, deal.
So I've got 10, maybe, attempts at claiming immortality. Maybe I just made them up. Who knows? That's your job to find out. And if you get more than half of these right, there's 10, so if you get 5 or more correct,
okay,
I will let you drink from my personal aged collection of mercury.
Wow. Look at this. I heard it's in retrograde right now.
That's a different mercury.
Oh.
Idiot. I know, it's a great prize, so... I'm just going to randomly choose one here. How about Salvatore Beremi? Beremi would surgically remove random organs from people's bodies to see if it would cause them to live longer. True or false?
True. Absolutely.
False. I just made up Salvatore Beremi.
You made up his whole thing?
Yeah. Isn't that great? You are a wrong.
Wow.
Off to a good start.
You looked at your page like you couldn't remember, like you were trying to read it from...
I'm a good actor.
Wow.
I'm a good actor. All right. How about this one? Japanese scientists would sleep in a cage full of mice, thinking it would extend their life.
That's true.
Nope, that one's also false.
You son of a son. That's...
Next one. You ready?
Yeah.
Buddhists.
Yep, those are real.
They are Buddhists. Buddhist monks would perform self-mummification.
Yes.
That one is true.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, I play a lot of Zelda. I've seen...
self-mummification.
Yeah, they have those little monks in the shrines.
Yeah. How about Catholic monks? Should we talk about them for a second? They would roll in fields of flowers for at least 1 hour a day.
I'm going to say false.
That is false. That would be great, though. Oh, you got that one right. Sorry.
1 hour.
I X'd that one off.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting that mercury, dude.
You're really excited about that. Roger Bacon. We all know him. Great. Okay.
I don't think we all know him.
Kevin Bacon joke there, but you ruined it for me. He believed that the breath of a virgin could restore your vitality.
Yuck, dude. He was a creep and a half.
He was a creep and a half.
He also wasn't real. That's false.
Nope, that one is true.
Wow.
He had a bunch of other beliefs, like consuming stuff like pearls and stuff would make you live longer. Obviously, he's not still alive, so that didn't work. Toward the end of scientist Charles Eduardo Brown Sequard's life, he tried to extend it by injecting himself with guinea pig and dog testicle extracts.
True.
Yes, that one's true.
Yeah, that's definitely... I mean, you pronounced his name so eloquently. I think I'm looking for the wrong cues here. I gotta start thinking about...
How about this one? Francois Deremieux, French names are hard, would gargle fermented cow pee.
That's true.
Nope. That one's false.
Fermented? But hold on. What's the deal with the Indian cow pee?
I don't know. There's no guy named Francois Deremieux.
No, it's an Indian thing. I thought that he maybe traveled there.
Oh, no.
Because of French with India.
I made that up.
Well, you didn't even know the old reference you're referencing.
Cleopatra, you know her?
I've heard of her.
She would bathe in donkey milk.
Nah, false. That's gross.
Nope, that one is true.
Oh my god.
We're doing worse than chance right now.
Do I still have an opportunity to chug that heavy
metal? Yeah, if you get these next two right, you will get my aged mercury.
Wow. What a woodsy aroma.
All right. There's this thing called the Steinach operation where you would perform a half vasectomy. You would vasectomize one testicle. And I didn't read into it a whole lot because that sounds awful. But he thought that one testicle would have to compensate for the other and that would restore your vitality. You're looking for bluff cues.
Yeah. This freaking poker face over here. I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
It is awesome.
That's right. Pretty good.
We got one more. You ready? Beatrice Vestibule. That one's easy to say.
From Harry Potter. We talked about that today.
No, that was
Beatrice.
Bellatrix.
Bellatrix Lamine or something.
Yeah. LeGrave. No. That's like a real name. She was a known slave owner and would bathe in her slave's vomit once a month.
That's true and it's disgusting.
Nope, that was false.
Oh, that. Thank goodness. Except now I lost and I can't chug that good metal.
I'm sorry, buddy. I'll give you a sip. You can't have a whole bottle like I was going to give you. You can have a sip.
Thanks.
So, do you feel better about your life now?
Yeah, I feel finite about my life.
That's the only response. That's the right response. So, without further ado, I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
And this is Stranger Still.